This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man who attacked demonstrators on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall last summer will plead guilty to all state charges against him. That's according to a motion filed by lawyers for Mohamed Soleiman. His attorneys say the intent is to keep his family in the country in case they're needed for a trial. Soleiman faces 184 state charges, which carry a sentence of life without parole, plus at least 400 years. The attack last year injured dozens and resulted in one death. Around the state, students are helping lead their communities in educating their peers about the risks of nicotine, vaping, and tobacco. Here's CPR's John Daly.
That's thanks to $32 million the state is distributing from a settlement with Juul, the e-cigarette corporation that sparked widespread teen vaping. Students with Fountain Fort Carson School District formed a youth advisory council where students educate their peers about the risks of vaping. Caden Vink, a freshman, says he's urging classmates to stop.
And so then that way when they quit, they see it in their friends, they get their friends to quit, and it's just kind of like a domino effect.
Wow. You're planting a seed.
Yeah.
The program even pays its members $150 a semester. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Visitors to Colorado State Parks with out-of-state license plates will now pay more to get in. The Parks and Wildlife Commission recently approved a new $15 daily parks pass for non-resident vehicles. Local drivers will still pay $10 a day or can choose the annual $29 state parks pass when registering their vehicle. For Metro Denver and the Springs, snow and rain overnight and into Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.